and things of great importance appeared to me with a force that no real existence could surpass. Shortly after I passed to spirit life, these imaginations left me, and with them disappeared the unhappiness which they caused, and it seemed to me as if my mind had been freed from a great burden, and I became so conscious of the fact that it seemed as if I must be in heaven or some other place of bliss. But it meant nothing more than my mind finding its real condition, and the recollections of my previous life came to me with all their consequences. And, strange as it may seem to you, there were no recollections of anything that 643 happened while I was in the state of mental darkness. Only those things came to my remembrance which were parts of my life before my affliction, and only these latter brought with them a knowledge of good or evil deeds which I had committed. Since then, I have realized the workings of the laws which controlled my acts of life, and I was happy or otherwise as these laws called for suffering or failed to operate. I have been in the dark plains ever since, though I have made some progress towards the light, or rather the darkness has grown less intense and my sufferings have decreased. My mind has always been alert and nothing has escaped me which was a part of my sane existence while on earth. I wish that I could find a way to get rid of this darkness and suffering, and as only a few nights ago I heard that you could help spirits in my condition, I determined to seek your help, and tonight when I saw the doctor with you, I thought it a good opportunity to ask your help. Yes, and he says that he will help me, and as he is so very beautiful and bright I can easily believe that he can help me, and I am going with him. So, I thank you, Charles T. Wilson. Also called Wash, May 20, 1918. I am here, Jesus. I would like to write tonight, but you are not just in condition, though much better than you have been, and soon I anticipate I will be able to deliver my messages again. Take my advice and pray more, and you will find yourself much helped into the condition which is necessary in order that I may make the rapport. I merely write this tonight to let you know that I am with you and waiting to write. You must not let your faith decrease, but believe with all your soul that we communicate with you and are with you, trying to help you in every way. You must do the work and keep up your faith in us. I will not write more now. Question: well, so far as that prophecy, Matt 24, is concerned, it referred to the fall of Jerusalem. At that time, I mean just prior to and at the time of the destruction of Jerusalem, the whole world was in that condition that the prophecy speaks of. I did not know anything about the present condition of the earth, and could not have referred to these times, or to what may now happen among men. The end of the age, as it should be written, the Paget Messages 1918, referred to the ending of the Jewish dispensation, and not to the end of the physical world. That, the world, was not to be destroyed at the time the prophecy was to be fulfilled, and no man or spirit now knows when the earth will cease to exist. Only God knows that, and he has never revealed it. But this I do know, that such an event will never take place until he has worked out his plan for the ending of the world, and, I believe, it will be many centuries yet before such an ending to the earth and the visible world will take place. And I do not know that it ever will have an ending, and no human can foretell the same. So you need not bother about these things. Each human will have his ending of the earth life, and to him that will be, in effect, the end of the world, and his duty is to prepare for that ending and what will surely follow. Sometime I will write you on this subject. There are many matters yet to be disclosed, and this disclosure waits only for your getting in the proper condition to receive the same. You can see the importance of this, for the end of the world is coming each day to many mortals, which is so important for them to know. Think more of the spiritual things, and of your work. Believe that I am with you very often, and especially when you pray at night, according to my promise. Good night. Your brother and friend, Jesus. I am here, your own true and loving, Helen. Well, dear, I am pleased that the Master wrote you tonight, for it indicates that you are getting in better condition. You must bend all of your efforts to accomplish the objects, the great objects of your selection, and not let other things interfere, as they have done for some time past. If you will only pray more and turn your thoughts to the spiritual things, you will soon find yourself in the condition which will enable the spirits to make the rapport. Pray to the Father, and say good night. Your own true and loving, Helen. May 21, 1918. I am here, Helen. Well, dear, I see that you have been much benefited by the reading of the messages tonight, and I am so glad that you read them in the manner that you did. The truths which you read in reference to the spirit world in the book of Dr. Peebles are very beautiful and also edifying and helpful to the extent that they affect the conditions of the souls of men, but, as you 644, know, they do not reach the vital point or tell of the great truth which is necessary for men to know in order to obtain the condition of the divine angel and a home in the celestial heavens. Of course, the writer, or any of those whom he quotes, could not speak of this higher truth, for they did not understand the same and they could comprehend only the great moral teachings of Jesus. But these teachings are also of great importance to mankind, for the understanding and observance of them in thought and deed will certainly lead man to a purification of his soul, and to a coming in atonement with the Father, in accordance with the perfectness of man in his creation. As we have written you, the large majority of men will exist in the great eternity only as perfect men, enjoying the happiness which that condition brings to them, and, hence it is of great importance that men should be taught these mortal truths. But of greater importance is the knowledge of the truth which will show men the way to become divine angels and at one with God in his very substance and essence of love. This was the great mission of the Master on earth, but men failed to understand and realize that fact, and, instead, were possessed only of the knowledge of the moral truths and a belief that such truths, or rather the results of the practicing and living the same, would lead them to immortality and perfect happiness. Well, you understand all this, and I will not say more on the subject, but I wish to emphasize to you the importance of your fully realizing, deep down in your soul, that the truths of the divine are not understood by men, and, hence, cause you to appreciate more the great importance of the work which you are to perform. Oh, my dear, I hope that you will consider and meditate upon this and try your best to get in such condition that the rapport may be made and these truths delivered to you. You know the way, the only way, and you must follow that way. Pray to the Father with all the longings of your soul, and meditate more on spiritual things, such as the truths which the Master and the others have revealed to you. I know that you are desirous of receiving the messages, but you are not willing, as it seems, to make the effort to get in the soul condition, which will not come from the existence of the mere desire to receive the messages. Well, I did not write earlier in the evening, for you were not just in condition, and I thought that if you did not hear from me, you might possibly, the Paget Messages 1918, read some of the messages and thus get in a better soul condition to receive my message, as you have done. It is too late to write more tonight, but I feel quite hopeful that I will be able to do so very soon. So, sweetheart, pray to the Father and let your faith increase, and think more of these truths, and what they mean. I will not write more now, and will only further say, love me with all your heart and think more of me, and you will be much happier. Good night, my dear husband. Your own true and loving, Helen. June 7, 1918. I am here, John. Let me write a line. I have been with you as you read the messages that your friend received, and want to say that what they say as to your want of condition is true, as you know, and that you must give your longings and thoughts more to spiritual things in order to get in condition to receive the messages again. But the messages are not correct when they tell him that you will not be necessary to start the great work on earth. There is no other who can possibly start this work and, hence, you must realize the responsibility that rests upon you and make every effort to get in that rapport with the higher spirits that will enable you to successfully do your work. Your two friends have an important work laid out for them to do, but their work is merely confirmatory of the messages that you receive, and until you shall have received all that is intended to be revealed, their work will not start. Mr. Morgan is now doing a great work among the spirits, and his band and many others of the high spirits are kept very busy in attending to the awakened spirits in their demands for enlightenment. He must continue this until the time that I have mentioned comes, when he will be given the greater work. He is a man of very deep convictions, and earnest in his work, and will sooner or later realize the results of his efforts to help the dark spirits. Your work and his work and that of Dr. Stone are separate and distinct. Neither can do the work of the other, but yours must first be done. So do not forget this and realize with all the knowledge of your soul how much depends upon you. I will not write more now. With my love I will say good night, your brother in Christ, John. June 13, 1918. Let me write a line, for I have been interested in the conversation of the doctor and want to express to him my thanks for his efforts to enlighten one of my followers as to the truth, and my obligation is based on the fact that I recognize the misleading errors of some of my teachings, and that I am responsible for the beliefs of many mortals that are not true and have the effect of keeping them from the truth, and further, that whenever any of those who have embraced the beliefs that I taught are shown the light and directed to the errors of my teachings, I am to that extent happier and relieved from the burdens which I carry with me, that my teachings are keeping so many from the truth. In all this I refer to the great question of the divine love and the way in which mortals may obtain the same and become in harmony with the Father, and partake of his divine nature and immortality. I have examined these truths since I came to the spirit world, and realize with a great conviction that the reflection of the divine love is not the possession of that mind which comes only with the possession of the love of the Father. Note, this sentence does not make sense, and suggests rapport has been weakened, which is confirmed by the next sentence. I wish that I had time tonight to write you a longer letter on this subject, but your guide says that you are not in condition to receive a lengthy letter and I must stop. Let me express the hope that you and your friend, whenever the opportunity occurs, will attempt to enlighten my followers as to the truths which you know, and as to errors and the want of the true explanation of a salvation which my books do not contain. With my love I will say good night, Mrs. Eddy. I am here, your own true and loving Helen. Well dear, I have been with you all evening and enjoyed your conversation. You may believe that the last communication was from Mrs. Eddy, for she actually wrote and was glad that she could do so, and because she carries the burden of which she wrote, we permitted her to write. She realizes that, although she has a great amount of the divine love, yet the knowledge that she believed and taught others to believe the errors of her writings causes her much unhappiness in the way of possessing a great desire to undo or neutralize the effect of what she taught. 645, The Paget Messages 1918, Love me and pray to the Father. Good night. Your own true and loving, Helen. June 20, 1918. I am here, Helen. Well, my dear Ned, you have had your little girl leave you, as you now feel, but she has not left, for she will be more with you than ever, and happier than she could possibly have been had she remained in the body. I was with her as she passed over and received her in my arms and told her that she was with her mother and had nothing to fear. That she had come to the spirit world and would now know what love and happiness are, and that all her troubles had left her forever. I told her that she would not have to leave you and her brothers, except as regards her body, which was no longer a part of her, and which she would soon realize was merely a covering for herself. She was not afraid and nestled in my arms as I kissed her and told her that now she would understand how much her mother loved her and how happy she would be in that love, and that in a very short time she would be perfectly content, and feel so happy that she had left the cares and troubles of her earth life. I was with her before she died, and she actually saw me as I waited at her bedside for her spirit to find a release from her body. She recognized and talked to me and actually heard my voice as I encouraged her and called her to come to my arms. She was not afraid and I know that I was as visible to her as I ever was on earth. She is now with me, or rather I am with her, and I'm trying to help her realize fully that she is a spirit, and she is convinced for, as she tells me, she remembers the many talks that you had with her in which you told her of my coming to you and to her with all my love and desire to make her happy, and that as she remembered these things it seemed to be natural for her to have the experience of having me with her as her real loving mother. I will be with her a great deal and so will many other spirits who love her. Your parents and mine were with her when she came over and spoke to her of their love and encouraged her to believe that she was really with them and had nothing to fear, and that only love was around her. She will soon be in a better condition to appreciate her surroundings, and then I will bring her to you and let her tell you of her experience and her love for you and the boys. I know that you are sorrowful to have her leave you in the body and that your heart is very heavy, as you expected to 646, have her with you more intimately than ever and to find much happiness and comfort in her presence. But dear, you must try not to worry or grieve, for, as I have said, you have not lost her. She will be with you more than ever and you will feel her presence and know that she is so much happier than when a mortal. I wish that I could make myself visible to you so that I could comfort you the more and cause you to believe that your baby has not left you. Let not your belief in the fact that we are really alive go from you. We are more alive than ever, and can love you more than when in life on the earth. So do not grieve, but know that it will not be long before you will be with us, and that this is a certainty. Oh, my dear, I love you so much tonight and want to comfort you with my love, and with the assurance that now, as you sit in your room at night and feel lonesome and sometimes wish that baby could be with you, I and your baby, who will soon be a bright spirit and enjoy the happiness that love for you will bring to her, will be with you. You, as I say, must not grieve, for you are not strong and grief will not be beneficial to your condition of brain. Only think of her as being a beautiful loving spirit, filled with love for you and always glad when she can be with you, and only sorry that you may not be able to feel her arms around you and her kisses on your lips. You are not in condition to write more tonight and must go to bed. Well, dear, I wanted in the first place to encourage you and keep you from worrying so that you would not be unhappy. And next I really believed that she would not die, but that she would have the strength to overcome the results of the operation, but I was mistaken and for your sake, was as sorry as you could possibly be. We cannot always foretell the results of contingencies affecting the material conditions of mortals. We do not know these things as a matter of omniscience, but merely base our conclusions on what we believe will be the results of certain causes. I was so anxious to comfort and relieve you from your worry, and the real fact is that you have no cause for worry, but I did not allude to this when I told you not to worry, for I believed that she would recover from her sickness, and so thought the others who wrote you encouraging words. And even Dr. Campbell thought that she would be able to withstand the results of the operation. But in these things we cannot always judge aright. We are not infallible and cannot always exercise the power which we possess to, the Paget Messages 1918, bring about results that our loved ones on earth may desire. So sweetheart, do not feel resentful because my promises did not come true. If you could only fully understand what the condition of your baby is, you would not want her with you in the body. I know that you will, at times, feel very lonesome and long for her as your dear one of earth form and companionship, but you will soon have such an experience with her as your spirit baby, that you will not often sorrow because she left you. This I know without the possibility of your being disappointed, and you must try to believe me. Well, sweetheart, when you are a little stronger I will come and write you more in detail about baby's passing and she will write also. Love me and love her, and pray to the Father. Say good night. God bless and comfort you, my dear husband. Your own true and loving, Helen. 33 June 21, 1918. I am here, John Wesley. Let me write a line. I was present tonight at the services over your daughter's remains, and saw what a wonderful congregation of high and beautiful spirits was there. Your bands were present and the Master was shedding his love and influence over the mourners and near ones. Your daughter's spirit was also present, and although it seemed a little strange to her that she should be outside her body and could look upon it as it lay cold and dead, yet she understood and was quite happy that so many of her friends were displaying their sympathy and love. Of course, your wife was present and was radiantly happy in her love for you and her boys and her other relatives. She had her daughter close by her side and was telling her of the truths of the resurrection as the minister read the services, and especially how the great love of the Father is necessary to the true resurrection and heaven. It was a glorious evening with the spirits, and no sorrow or unhappiness was with them, only 33. Their sympathy for the human grief of those who did not know the truth of the liberation of the spirit from the bondage of the flesh. Well, I might tell you many things which occurred among the spirit visitors, but I am admonished not to write more, so we'll say good night. Your brother in Christ, John Wesley. I am here, Helen. My own dear husband, how happy I have been tonight as you and the others congregated around the coffin of our baby to pay their respects and offer their love and sympathy to her memory. As has just been said, many of our celestial spirits were present, all casting over the people the love and influence that only celestial spirits can give forth. Baby was there with me, and while she did not quite understand all that she saw, yet she realized that her body is now no part of her, and that she lives independently of it, and that the body which she now knows is hers, is so much more beautiful and ethereal. She was very close to me, and did not attempt to leave my arms, for while she knew that she was no longer a mortal, yet she was timid and felt that she needed me and my love. She is quite beautiful and happy, and says that if she is in heaven, she does not want to return to earth or to her body that was lying before her so cold and lifeless. She saw and recognized all who were present and tried to talk to some of them, but found that she could not make them hear, and wondered a little that they did not. Tonight you must not write more, but must go to bed and get your rest. I will soon write you fully as to our baby. She said, though, that she saw how much you must love her, and was so anxious to reply to you as you talked to her. Do not grieve too much for the body, for it is no longer hers and cannot understand or answer your words of sorrow. She is so happy that you love her so much, and will come to you before very long. Love me and pray to the Father. Good night and God bless you, my dear Ned. Your own true and loving, Helen. July 5, 1918. I am here, John. Let me say a word. I have read with you in the book, Spiritual Teachings by Stainton Moses, and I find that many things in it are true, and many others show a want of the true mission of the Master. I do not know the spirit who is supposed to have dictated the messages, but 647, the following funeral notice was recently discovered. This information was published in the Baltimore Sun on Saturday morning, the 22nd of June 1918, as follows. Paget, on Thursday evening, June 20th, in Washington, Helenita Paget, of Washington, D.C., daughter of James E. and the late Helen W. Paget. Funeral at Mount Olivet Cemetery, Frederick, M.D., at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, June 22nd. The Paget Messages 1918. From the nature of the same I would infer that he is a spirit of some of the higher spiritual spheres, and that his information is limited by the development of his spirit, as he calls it. He apparently knows nothing of the true mission of Jesus, or of the divine love, or of the true resurrection, as was taught by the Master. It is well that you have read this book, for it will show you the differences between the messages which you are receiving and those that you read in the book. Some of the writer's declarations are correct, such communications as his development of mind and soul fit him to receive. But the great and important truth relating to God and man are not contained in the book and could not well be, for the guiding spirit evidently knew nothing of the transformation of the soul into the divine by reason of the divine love. I merely wanted to write this to show you that your work is necessary to be done, and that never has the truths that you are receiving been revealed to men before. Good night, your brother in Christ, John. July 8, 1918. I am here, Jesus. I am here and will write a few lines in the hope that I may cheer you up and strengthen you. You must not look at things with such desponding feelings. I understand how natural it is for you to see the dark side of conditions which have arisen by reason of the death of your daughter, and ordinarily you would not have the comfort which now must come because of the knowledge that you have of the spirit world and of the actual condition of your loved ones. As you have been told, she is now quite happy and more alive to the reality of existence than she ever was, and would not return to her earth life were it possible. While you may think at times what happiness you and she might have were she still with you in the flesh and regret that she was taken from you, yet such thoughts arise merely from your desires that are purely of an earthly nature, for when you think of what her condition is now you will certainly realize that there can be no comparison between the supposed happiness that she might have and that which she is now actually possessing. And I know that you love her so much that this knowledge on your part is sufficient not only to remove these regrets but to cause you to rejoice that she is now in the spirit world, free from the cares and troubles that belong to an existence on 648, Earth. So do not think of these possible enjoyments that might come to you were she alive and with you. She is with you, closer than you may imagine, and with her is a love greater for you than she ever had on Earth. She is now progressing and the love is flowing into her soul, and she is realizing that it is the one thing that can bring joy and peace to her. She will soon come and write you as she is anxious to do so. She is here tonight, and has been with you during the day as your heart went out so lovingly to her and you called for her. She was glad that you so much wanted her with you and responded just as a young spirit in whom the first awakening of the knowledge of the possession of the great love would do. So do not grieve for her, but realize that she is with you and is happy and wants you to be happy. She will be with you a great deal and you will consciously recognize her presence and feel the benefit of her love. You must also know that many of us are with you, and especially that beautiful soulmate of yours who loves you as no other spirit can love you, and that she is trying to comfort and help you. So do not permit yourself to feel so lonesome or despondent. Remember the great work before you, and that all your energies must now be set to accomplish that work. While you have others on Earth who you must and do love, yet you must not permit that love to interfere with your work or the accumulation of the means which are necessary to carry out the work as we have heretofore planned. I know that you have been disappointed in various particulars, and that it seems almost impossible for you to get in the condition of which I have written, yet you must not lose your faith, for the matter will be accomplished. And after a little while, when you get in better physical and mental condition, you will start the plan and success will come to you. Let not any ambition or hope for worldly things take the place or even associate with your ambition to accomplish the work which you have undertaken together with us to make complete. Have then action on your part will come. I will not write more tonight. You have my love and help and prayers, and you must pray more yourself to the Father. Good night, your brother and friend. Jesus, the Paget Messages 1918, I am here, your own true and loving Helen. Well dear, I am glad that you are feeling better tonight, and hope that you may continue to grow better and not let thoughts of things which tend to make you despondent take possession of you. I have been with you a great deal today, and saw how you felt and how far away we all seemed from you, and how much you wished that baby might be with you. And I tried to comfort you and cause you to obtain relief from your gloomy feelings, and I know that I helped you some. Baby was with me and tried to tell you not to worry about her, but to believe that she is very happy and loves you more than when she was on Earth. She is now getting into the light which the possession of some of the love gives and is quite happy and longing and praying with all her soul. She realizes that she did not lose anything by coming to the spirit world, not even, as she says, lose being with you, and you must try to bring this thought to you as an actual, living fact. Jesus has written you a loving letter, and he knows just what your condition is and how much you needed his sympathy and love. He has not yet talked or appeared to baby, but says he will soon, and then I know she will become very, very happy, for he brings happiness to all those to whom he comes with his great love. I mean those who recognize and believe that he is the Master. So sweetheart, do not despond any longer or let your faith in us and our love grow weaker, for we do love you more than we can tell you, and so want you to be happy and free from worry. I will not write longer now, and suggest that you soon go to bed and get your sleep. Good night, my dear husband. Your own true and loving, Helen. Baby, Nita, says to love her too, and believe that she loves you with all her heart and is happy and wants you to know it. Good night, Helen. July 31, 1918. I am here, Pastor Russell. Let me say a word, as I have been with you today as you read the book of which I was the writer. I see that you are aware of the erroneous interpretations of the testament that it contains, of the false constructions that are drawn from the quotations of the Bible, and also that you feel that a great injury is being done to those who read and believe in my teachings. Well, I realize the falsity of 649, my teachings, and the wrong and injury that are being wrought among those who have been followers of me, and how great will be their surprise when death comes to them, for what I said was impossible they will find to be true, that they are more alive than they ever were while living in the flesh. This I have realized, to my great surprise and suffering.